Do not let your hearts be troubled. Do you believe in God? Also believe in me, in my Father's house. There are many dwellings. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going to prepare a place for you. And if I leave, I will prepare a place for you. I will come again, and I will take you to me, so that where I am, you are too. What wonderful words from Jesus, the moments when he was speaking to his disciples. It was necessary that he left this earth. He came to manifest the purpose of the Father, was to reconcile us again with him. Because of sin, we were separated. Because of sin, we were alienated from God, says the word. That because of all sin, they are disposed from the glory of God. We left that position we should have been in due to disobedience. But well, when Jesus came to this earth, he gave us the possibility that through his life and his sacrifice, we could return to that position. Now, the disciples were a little sad that Jesus was speaking to them and said to them, I do not know whether they are disturbed or not afraid. Believe me, I am telling you, what I am telling you is the truth and a reality. I am going to leave, but it's necessary. And then he expressed the following. In my Father's house, there are many dwellings. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going to prepare a place for you. This is wonderful, he said. And I am going to leave to prepare a place for you. But then I will come for you again, and then I will take you to me, so that where I am, you will also be. Today, we have that promise in force, and the return of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the blessing of a being with God for all eternity. That is something in which we should meditate, and what we should think, understand, that the situations of this life will happen, that everything in this earth will happen, but His words are still valid. There is living purpose. And that all this that we are living today is going to happen. And that one day he will call us to be with him again. And to be able to live in those dwellings. In those dwellings in the Father's house. Now, speaking of home, this word worries me a little. And it worries me because what is the first thing we imagine when we talk about home? Let's do the exercise. If I tell you home today, which is the first thing that comes to your mind, I assure you that you will think of a building. You will think of a place where four walls with a roof, windows, and doors. If you go a little further, you will think of home as the place where you sleep or the place where your mom and dad are. Perhaps it was a very simple meaning that comes to your mind. And sometimes the simple is not a priority for us and of a great importance because we get used to having things and we stop being grateful. We get used to having everything. We don't get to value it because it's there and it has always been. Maybe when I talk to you about a home, you can think of mom's hotel, right? Have you ever heard that expression? Your space will always be in mom's hotel. But what would you think if I told you that for God, that word is very important and that everything that is expressed in the word of God has a single purpose and is to return us to the Father's house. Now, you are a little more spiritual. When I speak to you about the Father's house, you will be thinking of the four walls of a temple. Suddenly say, yes, God wants to take us back to church, to the Father's house. But this pandemic has us far from the Father's house, has us in a confinement, and we want to return to that house. When I speak to you of the house of God, I am not expressing myself to the four walls. It's something, it's an expression that has a greater meaning. Those who have traveled a lot will understand what I am going to tell them. Or suddenly you, who before confinement had your turn to be out your house all day. You will leave early, perhaps at dawn, and you will arrive late at night. Your children were already sleeping. You are going to work at home, and your children were sleeping. And when you get home, you find them asleep. You will understand me that when I tell you that there is nothing like being at home, right? Now, if when talking about home, you imagine that this is your place apart, this is the place where you are longed to be more than all things, then you are understanding me, and you are understanding me at the expression of God through the ages to return to that fatherhood, to return to that place from which we should never have left. That is why Jesus expressed it and said it. In my Father's house, there are many dwellings, and I am going to prepare those dwellings. I am going to prepare those rooms now while you are on earth. Understand. Understand that there is a place waiting for you, and that I am going to prepare them for you. And when I come to you, they will be with me forever. Is that not wonderful? But if we do not have that correct concept of home, most likely it's that we will begin to miss every opportunity that God gives us. In a time when I was traveling a lot, I could be in some hotels, I could be in some houses where they received me, and so that I could spend some time there and then preach the word. I slept in orthopedic beds. I enjoyed my places. But after many days away from home, you know that I thought every time, every night came, and more when you are in another country, which is not your country, I think many will understand. Lord, thank you for giving me this time and traveling and knowing and preaching your word. But I miss the house. I am sure that the Lord was not angry with that prayer. He would not be angry with that expression. I think that God will be smiling, saying, you are understanding, son. It's the same thing that I want you to understand, that next to me, you have your place, and that in me, you have a dwelling. You have a house where I want you to live. That's why throughout the history of the Bible, the history of man, God always spoke of dwelling, of a secret place. God always spoke of intimacy. God always spoke of that place where he could speak and be open with his creation, and more than with his creation, with his children. When God created man in his image and similarity, you remember in the book of Genesis? And the man was a living being. God did not place him anywhere. They had a whole earth, but God made a place called Eden. Eden was when known as the Garden of God. God designed a garden on earth to place man there, that from there man would exercise government over all mankind. Would exercise government over all creation, over all the earth. Man would be in the dwelling place, in the place of God. A piece of heaven on earth was there called Eden. It belonged to God, and God had put man there. And that's why every time God descended to earth, he came to Eden. There he spoke to him. That was his place, the place of his dwelling, the place where he had placed the one he loved, to express his love, so that he understood the concept of home, that concept of family. You know that the concept that today is so deteriorated by the world, that's why we can't live according to the philosophy of this world, because evil is called well, but what is good is called bad. What God constitutes from the beginning, which was the family, which was the home, has deteriorated, and today we have such enormous concepts outside the word of the Lord, and we consider them good because they are heard well. I do not want to dwell into them, but you already know what we are talking about. People who want to marry against the nature of what God has established from the beginning because it is respectable. What are you thinking is respectable today? And I respect what everyone thinks and what everyone does. But just as I respect you, I respect what you think. I respect much more the principles of God, which do not change. and the concept of family, the concept of home. We misrepresent it to the point that we are doing the wrong thing. In addition to that, now in the confinement or in the time of quarantine, we are not taking advantage of it so that we understand and come to that intention of God, of the importance of the house, not of a place, not of four walls, but of what happens there, the family, the love expressed in the home where everything started. Everything started in the garden. It didn't start anywhere. It started in the garden. Can you understand me today? It all started there in the Garden of Eden, in the place that God had established. It was not anywhere. It was where God had determined for man to live in. And from the God continued expressing his love through different designs. But in the end, everything starts from the secret place, from the room, from home, from the family. It's all about when Jesus spoke about the parable of the prodigal son. He left home and true repentance returned him to the house, to the Father's house. It's all about that, my beloved friend. Today, how did we not understand? We simply wasted. We complained. We say, when will this confinement end? And we let time pass, fighting, angry, hiding in our room, ceasing to share in the privacy of the house. Are you understanding me? Am I explaining myself? Today, God is giving you an opportunity. First of all, what do you understand? Stop thinking that the house is a boring place, that you need to leave, that this is what the world has placed in your mind. But in God, it has another meaning. That is the center. There begins the beginning of his love. At home and from home. And then that can clearly show you that there is a spiritual house waiting for you. A dwelling that God prepared for those who make the decision to have Christ in their hearts. Father, I thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, because you want us to understand this truth. We are wasting so much time. It's tremendous to hear in the news how many calls there are, Lord, for complaints of inter-family abuse. We have given free rein to the enemy who came to destroy, to steal, to finish. It's so easy, Lord, letting us pollute. It's so easy many times to blur what is your truth. Beginning, Lord, that we have not understood what the house is. This is the place where everything begins. And we have allowed it to be destroyed. But help us understand that I ask you that this word opens our understanding so that now, as we are, Lord, in the confinement, we can appreciate and realize what is really important. In the name of Jesus, amen. This was a translation from your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos. He spoke to you. Remember, God always arrives just in time.